And the Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And the Lord said unto Moses, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall blot them out with the bitter water. Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and giveth it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, and thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, write. We asked their names also, to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And because of all this we make a sure covenant, and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Moreover, the Lord said unto me, Take thee a great roll, and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mehersalalhasbaz. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousness which they have prescribed, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come for ever and ever. Thus saith the Lord, Write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more in Judah. Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. And they asked Barak, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. Son of man, write thee the name of the day, even of this same day. The king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem this same day. Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it, for Judah. and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house, and the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof. And write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement, and to put her away. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am king of the Jews. But that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord. Wherefore I have brought him forth before you, and specially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had I might have somewhat to write. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Therefore I write to these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write to them. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.